So in the past few trainings, I have touched a few times on unique and commodity, and it occurs to me that I actually probably never really explained the difference between the two. And so I really want to just briefly touch on that so that you have a really clear idea about what makes something a commodity and what makes something not a commodity, basically. So the definition of commodity, if you were to go and look it up in a diary, would in a diary in a dictionary, would be something like something that is useful, that it's something that can be used to do something. So by that you could consider that like a saucepan is a commodity because you can use it to cook food, or you could consider that a mobile phone is a commodity because you can use it to make phone calls. Not that any of us make phone calls on phones anymore, but whatever. Surf the net, log into your Facebook, listen to the T2T trainings, useful things. And that's great. That's true. You want your work to be useful, right? You want it to have value in that way. That's great, but that's not the aspect of commodity that I actually wanted to share with you. Because commodities also have something else in common, and that is that they are easily interchangeable with other things of the same class, type, whatever. So, for example, I can buy a saucepan from my local supermarket, or I can buy one made by, made under the brand of a celebrity chef. Or I can buy one made by Tefal or whoever else. I don't know who the hell makes saucepans. Maybe you're more of a dab hand in the kitchen than me. I try to avoid the kitchen as much as possible. and so I don't really know much about pans. But, as an example, I can buy a saucepan from any number of places and any number of brands, any number of price points. I see saucepans come like really, really expensive and really, really cheap. And honestly, I don't know the fucking difference. A saucepan is a saucepan to me. But I know that if you like to cook, for example, my man friend, who is too old to be a boyfriend, so we'll call him my man friend, he loves to cook and he gets very, very excited by saucepans. I don't really see the appeal. Anyway, so he would quite happily spend like quite a lot of money in my estimation for what is effectively a vessel to heat up soup, because that's pretty much all I do with a saucepan. But the reality is that those two saucepans, if we take the most bougie saucepan available and the cheapest, nastiest saucepan available, they will both heat up my soup just fine. Okay, one of them might distribute the heat better and it might cook a bit quicker, or it might be non-stick, or it might be, I don't know what I don't know what else how you differentiate a saucepan. But one might look nice hanging above my island and one might like look like crap. But the point is that they will both do the job. They will both do the job. They will both heat up the soup. If I'm making something a little bit more complex, maybe one will do the job better than the other. I don't know. But they will both pretty much do the job. Same is true of a mobile phone. I might be an Apple addict, and I might like say that I would never, ever, ever, ever dream of using an Android, or vice versa. And I find that the Android people tend to be more militant about that, but that's just a joke. My point being that even if we swear that we wouldn't go the other way, the Android people swear they wouldn't use an Apple people swear they wouldn't use an Android. The fact is we would. If we were pushed into a corner, if we were suddenly cut off from everybody and the only phone we could get our hands on was the one that was the opposite of what we usually used, We would get by, of course we would. Yeah, okay, we might forget where the back buttons are and, try to use fingerprints instead of facial ID or whatever. It would take us a little bit of adjusting to, but it's basically the same, isn't it? I mean, they're very interchangeable. And that's because they're commodities. There are lots of different options, and I'm sure there are more than just Android and iPhone. I don't know, actually, are there more? I have no idea. The point being that there isn't really any serious difference. So then the difference comes down to features. How well the people selling the stuff can manipulate us into seeing one, their product a certain way. So, for example, if I am a celebrity chef, then you might see my saucepan as like a badge of honor, something that says something about you as a person. I know Apple and Android very much do this. Like, you can e you're either an Apple person or you're an Android person, and it says something about who you are, allegedly. I mean, I don't know what it says. I just happen to stick with Apple because I've had Apple for a long time, and like, they never change anything, so it's really easy to use. And I can't be bothered to learn anything new. That's sheer laziness for me. And sometimes that's enough. That's enough to get like to have people choose your commodity over the other. This is also true of business coaches. I mean, literally, almost every business coach out there is selling the same thing. And I'm talking specifically about business coaching here, not because I think that you're a business coach or that it matters what kind of work you do, but because what I am talking about here is your work, and business coaching will have impacted how you do your work, how you deliver your work, how you market and sell your work, because we have all been exposed to business coaches who teach us how to do that, in whatever way seems right to them. But the reality is that every single business coach out there is more or less teaching the same thing. They are commodities. So it doesn't matter whether you go to one or another, you are pretty much going to get the same thing. Now, yes, one of them might be more experienced at delivering it. One of them might have a flashier car or a nicer house. One of them might have more resources to get people through their funnels. They might just be better at manipulating, so they might just have better pain point pushing. In their marketing, they might be better at bending objections or handling objections. They might be better at painting people into victim and having them believe it. The point is, when you're selling a commodity, you have to do these things. You have to differentiate yourself through either the features that you offer, the benefits that you offer, or through manipulating people's beliefs, through manipulating them. That's what commodities have to do. They literally haven't got any choice. It's literally what I've just been talking about in the last training. They literally haven't got any choice because it's the only way to get somebody to choose them rather than any of the countless other options out there who are selling practically the exact same thing. They'll also manipulate you into thinking that their thing is different, but once you get down to the nitty-gritty, it rarely is. Unique, on the flip side, is, and I just said it again, didn't I? I was just saying about how I always say on the flip side. Well, I like it. Unique, on the flip side, is not a commodity. It can never be viewed as a commodity because what you do is not interchangeable with anybody else's things. Like, there is literally nobody who can do that thing you do the way that you do it. And it can be really hard to see ourselves as that unique, especially when we've been conditioned to believe that we're not special, that we're not unique, that what is important to us doesn't matter. And I'm going to ask you to take a leap of faith, to trust me on this, that you are so so special, that what you have to offer is incredibly unique, and that people will get it. And the more that you can lean into the truth of that, the more that you can really validate every single thing that comes up as true, and really hold tight to your convictions, even in the face of you know, people telling you that you're wrong, people criticizing you, people saying, you know, that's just wrong, that's just bad. People will do that. Like, they will do that. When you can validate yourself, regardless of what anybody else thinks, you really do, every single time you do that, become more and more and more unique, and less and less and less like a commodity. And then you really never need to manipulate anybody ever again.